T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Michael, good morning. The network of individuals you talk to on a regular basis, what's the feeling you get in regards to Clemson quarterback Deshaun Watson? Highly coveted, possible top 5 pick, or is this a guy that might slide a little bit towards the end of the first round?
Bro, I never thought we would be talking about the draft on the flagship station of the Raiders in early January. It's a bummer. But I hear you. Even though the Raiders are not in the market for a quarterback, that was a hell of a game. And look, I think what happens with quarterbacks is early on, people get really, really excited about them as they're coming up, even before their possible last year of college as potential saviors. Then the season comes when people start finding lots and lots of flaws. Like we saw that with, say, Teddy Bridgewater, for example. And then eventually it kind of corrects. But there's always an inertia toward, in the 32 NFL draft meetings, there's always an inertia toward wanting to believe, like Fox Mulder on The X-Files, that these guys are transformative, because it's just such an important position and it's so hard to find one on the open market. So I think Deshaun Watson obviously has some very, very attractive qualities. I think holes will be poked in him. I'm not a talent evaluator. I mean, look, I watched that game on TV like the rest of us, and he looked awesome at times. But what I will do is talk to people who do this for a living and are real good at it, and I'll have a real strong opinion as we get closer. I have the luxury of focusing on more important things right now, including the playoffs and coach openings and all that stuff. But so far, impressed.
Michael, when you talk about the coach openings and see what's going on in Oakland, Musgrave, they're not going to retain him to, wasn't fired, but moving in a new direction. And then you look at, the Ken Norton's a D coordinator, a lot of speculations out there, and, say he's going to be fired or is he going to be retained. And, they fired Mark Robb. You read articles that Mark Robb was an up-and-coming coach that people thought would be a D coordinator. And then you have Wade Phillips, and a good friend of ours, and also John Pagano, a DC. Do you see the Raiders doing anything, or do you see that, or are you kind of shocked at this movement?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know how this goes. These things happen. There's a lot of talk right now. I might go with you here. If you went here, I would fire this guy. But, as it pertains to the Raiders, let's start with Musgrave, because that really, really surprised me. I've known Bill for a long time. I covered him as a player. I know he's had some perceived ups and downs, but I was really excited by what he got going here. And, obviously there are internal things that I don't know everything, but, I on paper and going to as many games as I went to, that surprised me. I mean, if you watch the Raiders, it sure didn't seem like the offense was deficient. The only time it did was very understandable. They were playing against the number one defense in the playoffs on the road with a third-string rookie who had never started a game. It didn't look so great. The previous week, when you had that guy, also a backup who hadn't played in a long time, also against a team whose defense dominated so much last year that they won the Super Bowl. So, look, I'm surprised that they decided to move on. I have heard that Todd Downing, the quarterback's coach, was getting interest from other teams, possibly the Jaguars being one, and they felt they had to make a decision. But, Bill Musgrave was fired, and I'm very surprised.
49ers still looking for a GM and a head coach. Does it seem to you that they're kind of waiting back to see what sorts out with other coaching openings, or are they going about it as aggressively as they can right now?
No, I mean, everybody wants it to resolve quickly, but you got to remember the timing. For example, if Josh McDaniels is very much in play with them, which I believe he is, you're talking about a guy that you can't hire until his team is done playing, which in the case of the Patriots very well may be into February. Now, we've seen, as with Dan Quinn, a couple of years ago with the Falcons, you can kind of have the understanding and wait. Same with Doug Peterson and the Eagles last year. But no one's protected in that scenario, but that could happen. But, I don't believe they've decided, because it is a two-part process and they're trying to make it fit together. I know Sean McVay, who is 30, who the Rams are very, very high on, Washington's offensive coordinator, he came in and just blew doors in his 49er interview in New York on Monday. So that may have impacted their thinking. And, I know that there's at least one coaching candidate who they had, they gave the phone numbers of a couple of the personnel guys they've interviewed and said, hey, reach out and talk, because you're all kind of finalists. So, I think it's an interesting process. I actually think they're running a good process, and I also think that the perception that nobody wants to work for Jed York or for that organization right now is not playing out. Now, we'll see if they run a great process, try to get the people they want, and everybody says, no, we're not interested. But right now, they're getting really good candidates, and they're doing a good job, and I think they're going to have some nice options.
Michael Silver, NFL insider from the NFL Network, joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Were you surprised that the California Golden Bears decided to part ways with Sonny Dykes so close to National Signing Day? And do you think Chip Kelly could be in play as the team's next head coach?
I was surprised at the timing, and I've talked a lot about this on Twitter, because I do have some involvement in the aftermath. I treat it like Fight Club publicly, and we all know the first rule of Fight Club. Lo, what's the first rule of Fight Club?
You don't talk about Fight Club, Mikey.
And what's the second rule of Fight Club? You don't talk about.
Yeah,
Fight
that's,
Club.
Right.
So,
that's right.
But listen, first of all, I thank Sonny Dykes for 4 years in non-optimal conditions. I believe the Cal job is better than anybody publicly may understand. And there are some big, big scenarios. And you mentioned Chip Kelly. That would be an obvious one to look at. There are, there are some very, very good coaches out there various realms. So we'll see what actually happens. Mike Williams, the athletic director, is running a really good search. And I know he's you mentioned signing day. They're trying to do it in a very accelerated fashion. There are some very, very intriguing options out there. And I'm confident that it's going to be a good outcome.
I get it, Michael. Those who know don't tell. Those who tell don't know. That's Fight Club.
Snitches get stitches in a shorter
part. Strong. I love it. Michael Silver and Lo Neal keeping it 100, as the kids 100. Might say. Mike, we go from the coaching carousel to the funhouse that is the best weekend in the playoffs, the divisional round. Which of the road teams do you give the greatest chance of pulling off the road upset?
Well, I'd say it was the one I just saw live, who's quarterbacked by a guy who looks to be like a cross between Michael Jordan, Michael Phelps, and Jimi Hendrix. I would say the Packers at this point. And obviously the Cowboys are really good. It's going to be hard to stop the run. Looks like Jordy Nelson won't be there. And the Cowboys mashed the Packers during the season at Lambeau without Dez Bryant. All of that said, when Aaron Rodgers starts elevating to this ridiculous level, and we've seen it before, and certainly in 2010 when they came as a number six seed and won the whole thing, I tend to believe that he can do anything. So I absolutely believe the Packers can win, and then certainly the Seahawks. We saw kind of the playoff Seahawks emerge against the Lions, and I think we're going to see that even more in Atlanta, where the Falcons have had a history of struggling at home. They don't necessarily have the loudest crowd in the world, despite the dome. So that's the game I'm going to. I certainly believe the Seahawks have a great shot. And Pittsburgh KC is another one. The Steelers just manhandled the Chiefs during the regular season. I don't think that will happen this time. But, that offense looks really, really good. And I think, that's a tremendous game right there. The Patriots are very fortunate, and they earn their good fortune by being the number one seed. But they're fortunate they don't have to play both. They're only going to have to play one of those, and that's assuming they survive the Texans at home, which looks like the most lopsided game on paper.
Michael Silver from the NFL Network with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Michael, thank you so much for your time. We'll catch up with you again next week, and enjoy the action this weekend.
All right, thanks a lot, you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.